Bank of Cardiff. This is Kyle.
Kyle, Ken Attlee, returning a call.
Yeah, hey Ken, how's it going?
Good.
Hey there. I was probably just calling here to follow up with you on an offer I sent out your way a couple weeks back there.
For what? I couldn't understand any of your message, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
No, I couldn't understand you. So anyway, I don't even know who you're with, so let's start over again.
All right. I'm calling here with the bank, or I was calling you with the Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff, like D-I-F-F there at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me a little better? Or am I coming through all right?
Fine. Go ahead.
All right. Just cool. Just checking there. We had mailed out an offer to you guys a couple weeks back here. Looks like it was based off some financing you'd done previously, and based off that relationship, we had you pre-approved with us for some equipment and capital.
We talked. I don't have any equipment. I don't need equipment capital.
Okay. What business were you with again?
Well, I'm a developer, but I don't have any equipment to need that type of financing for. I think we did have this conversation, and I mentioned to you that I don't need that type of financing.
Used to be in business with Kendall Land Development, right? That was your company?
Well, I'm still in business, but I don't have any equipment needs, so I guess...
You were looking at that property, right? That you wanted to get that? You wanted to buy a new piece of property or something like that?
I'm a land developer. I don't have equipment, so I guess, cut to the chase, what is it that we would have in need of that you provide? Because I don't need equipment. I don't buy equipment.
Yeah, definitely. Here, and I do remember our conversation now. Let me throw you on the phone with my underwriter here. That's why I was giving you a call back.
Why would I need you if you are trying to find people that need equipment? I don't need equipment. Is there anything else that you need? I might even have any reason to talk to your underwriter. I mean, I just don't understand what we're driving at. Help me out, please.
Yes, definitely. We offer working capital is the other program. Well, we have many programs. The other one is working capital. And my underwriter is standing right here with me. That's why I called you back this morning. She works with specifically land developments, so she could give you a better idea of how we can use capital for that.
Okay, I'll give her 1 minute. I've got an appointment coming in, so tell her to get on the phone real quickly, and let's just see if there's any reason to continue.
All right, here she is.
Hey, Mike, this is Cheryl with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Well, this is not Mike, but I'm okay.
Oh. Oh, sorry, I thought he said your name was Mike. What's your name? Sorry.
I'm Ken.
You are Ken. Okay, perfect. Kyle mentioned that you were looking to bring on some capital for developing.
No, I'm not. You all called me saying you have capital for equipment buys, and I said, look, I don't buy any equipment, so I don't need that kind of capital. What? He said, oh, well, if you do land development, maybe we can make you land development loans. So the question is, do you make land acquisition loans?
Yes. So it's a different type. It's a different type of loan because from my previous experience, basically, with other customers, what they do is they get the capital from us, they buy the land, they do whatever it is that they need to do with it. For example, they develop it, they flip it and sell it, and then they make their return on investment, pay us back, and then they do it again. Is that something that you normally do?
Well, that's what I do. So tell me what loan to cost or loan to value. How do you look at it?
Sure. What's your gross annual sales like?
Well, let's talk about a specific deal. If I have let's say I have a piece of property and I'm buying it for $1 million.
Okay.
And I'm going to do some engineering and whatnot, and I'm going to sell it for $2 million.
Okay.
How much of that $1 million will you loan me?
It depends on your gross sales. That's why I was asking you earlier. So let's just say, for example, last year, your tax return, what was your gross annual sales?
Well, it'll vary because sometimes I do a deal and then I work a couple of deals for maybe 2 years, so I don't really have any sales for a year, and then I sell several million dollars worth of real estate. So it's deal specific, not year by year.
Okay. Well, how did last year look? How about for example's sake?
Oh, I don't know. Let's say $600,000, $700,000, something like that.
$700,000. Okay.
Net profit.
In net profit, what's top line? Because we go from top line.
I have no idea. I don't I don't know. I don't really rarely pay attention to top line, because the only thing that matters to me is what stays home.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Give me an example of what you can offer.
Sure. So let's just say, for example, your gross sales before all your tax deduction, depreciation, and all that, we can free up about 10 to 15% of it. So if you made $1 million last year in top revenue, we can free up about $100,000 to $150,000.
Okay. Very, very complicated to get anywhere with you then. And then let's just assume we do that, $150,000. What's your interest rate?
There's no rate, because we just tell you cost to fund the loan, basically. So let's just say, for example, you borrow, let's just say $10,000, and your cost to fund the loan is 10 cents on the dollar. It's not, you know, particularly a 10% APR, because it's 10%, it's 10 cents on a dollar. So your total payback is $11,000. So we tell you that up front before you sign any paperwork or anything like that. We don't give you APR.
3 years down the road, and it's still $11,000?
Yeah, so what it does is basically our loans ranges from 3 months to 3 years, so 3 to 36 months, and anything in between. It depends on every different file. It's a little bit different.
Okay, so let's say it's an 18-month loan.
Okay.
The cost of funds would be 10%.
Okay.
Is that a true statement? It is 10%.
Well, it depends on a couple of factors before we can give you, you know, specific for your file what your cost to fund the loan is. But for you know, example's sake, it would be, let's say, 10 cents on a dollar, then it would be $11,000 over 18 months.
Okay, so that I don't waste your time or mine,
Okay. Typically
I'm going to need a lot more than $150,000.
Okay.
And as I say, my gross sales are going to fluctuate year by year. 1 year it may be 2, 3, 4 million. Next year, maybe 500,000. It's going to fluctuate.
Sure.
So if everything that you do is based on the last year's tax return, we're wasting our time. If you look at my history, I've had years that I sold $35 million in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, it's deal oriented. How long it takes the deals to mature.
Okay.
So does that have to do with it or not?
We look at last year plus this year's, basically. We look at real-time history of the business, basically.
Okay. Well, if all you do is 10%, and then we're just wasting our time.
Okay. But how do you normally fund your deals then?
Well, I fund them. I do deals. But if you're simply saying, if whatever last year was, that's what we base it on, there's not going to be enough loan there to do me any good, because I do deals for millions of dollars. And if all you're going to do is look at last year and say, well, we're just going to give you 10% of that, we're just wasting our time. So, okay.
How's this year looking for you then?
I've got a very big pipeline of deals right now. Now, whether they close this year, whether they close in February 1st of next year, we're working towards getting them done. But I've got a huge inventory right now, deals I've been working on for several years. And they're in the tens of millions. So the way you structure your deals, it sounds ridiculously hard for me to get anywhere with you, unless I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, you know, not all loans, you know, fit the same businesses, you know. So if it doesn't fit your needs, then, you know, that's fine. You know, every company is a little bit different. How about this? If you're not opposed to it, can I send you an email just with our contact info? And when you do need, you know, the additional 10-15% of your gross sales as capital, we can do that.
I just don't. That's just not something I need to worry about right now. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your time.
Okay.
And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Sure, you too. Bye-bye.